if you are heading to the beach or the lake or the mountains or the prairies or anywhere else this summer and you're looking for something to read, look no further, because this summer NPR Books has been compiling lists of books featuring all different modes of transportation: car, horse, boat, dragon, and time machine. Books editor Petra Mayer is here to tell us about some of her favorite time traveling reads. Hi, Petra.
Hi there.
So what would you recommend?
Well, whenever I'm pushing books on people, I always start with To Say Nothing of the Dog, which is by the great Connie Willis. She's created a whole world. It's a sort of near future world. And the idea is that historians, and in this case, they're at Oxford, have actually access to the machinery that will allow them to travel back and actually be in the eras that they're studying. So in this particular book, there's this one poor schlub, and he gets stuck dealing with a really demanding patroness who has a project. She wants to rebuild Coventry Cathedral, which was bombed in the Second World War.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my grandparents live in Coventry. I have been to that cathedral before.
Right. So you might have encountered the particular item of decorative art around which this book revolves. So this patroness wants to rebuild the cathedral exactly as it was on the moment the bombs fell. And almost everything is in place except for this one thing called the bishop's bird stump, which sounds disgusting. It is some kind of vase, some kind of hideously tacky vase. And nobody can find it. And it's the linchpin around which the book turns. And so this poor guy, Ned, this historian who's been jumping all over the place trying to find it, he gets sent back to Victorian England, which is sort of the last place, I think, where the bird stump is recorded as being. And he ends up running around Victorian England trying to find it. And it sort of turns into this, partially it's a comedy of manners, and partially it's a mystery, and then partially it's kind of a canal boat road trip, which is actually based on a real novel from that era called Three Men in a Boat, To Say Nothing of the Dog. And there are cats. Also, because you got to have cats. It's delightful. And it's a great place to start if you have never read anything about time travel.
And in that story, there is an actual time machine, which is not always the case in some of these time travel novels.
No. And if you don't have an actual time machine, then what you need to read is a book called Time and Again by Jack Finney. One of the things that I really love about reading time travel stories is all of these crazy Rube Goldberg plot mechanics that authors come up with for how you get there and what you can and can't do when you're there. In Time and Again, it's incredibly simple. You just think yourself to where you want to go. You find a setting, you know, in this case, it's the Dakota apartment building in New York. You find a setting that existed in the era that you want to go to, and you sort of surround yourself with the furniture and the clothes of that era. And then you kind of hypnotize yourself. You go into a trance, and when you come out of it, voila, there you are in the past. In this case, it's New York City in the winter of 1882. So the really cool thing about this book is that the hero of it, a guy called Cy Morley, he's an artist. So the book is full of illustrations. There are all these sketches and photos that he has supposedly made in the past. And they are all sort of relatively accurate to the period. And it's really charming because you can read about what he's talking about and then you see it supposedly through his eyes. And also, you know, once you've read the book, I really defy you to not just sit down in an old room and try that trick yourself, because I've done it. It doesn't work, though, because I am still not a silent movie star.
Well, you know, and it reminds us of a book that we featured on this program, Marianne Malone's young adult book about time travel, and that's called The 68 Rooms, which is about these little kids who shrink down in an exhibit in the Art Institute of Chicago and are able to go into these tiny rooms and go out the windows into all different time periods. It's a great book. You can read more about it at hereandnow.org. But Petra, we've got time for one more pick from you.
Well, if I can only rave about one more book, then it's going to be Kindred by Octavia Butler, which is a little bit different in tone from the other two I've recommended. It's about a young African-American woman in Seattle in the 1970s, and she keeps getting pulled back in time to Maryland, to a plantation before the Civil War. And every time it happens, she finds herself saving the life of this young white man, a slave owner who lives on a plantation, and he turns out to be her distant ancestor. And the thing is that the longer she stays there, you know, she keeps getting pulled back and back and staying longer and longer, and she has to pass herself off as a slave. And it's essentially a first-person slave narrative. It's about all the ways that people survive in these terrible conditions, but it's also about how frighteningly easy it is to accept these conditions when there's no way out. So it's not an easy read. In fact, Octavia Butler actually said once that she sanitized it so that people would actually read it. but it is a very powerful and very necessary book. And if we have just a few more seconds, I'll say that Octavia Butler's birthday was just last month. She passed away in 2006, but an archivist who was going through her papers just found two unpublished stories, and they are out now. The compilation is called Unexpected Stories. So if you're an Octavia Butler fan or just a sci-fi fan, I think that'll be a treat.
Why do you think we have such a fascination with time travel?
I think we have a fascination with things that can never be. And as fast as science is advancing, I'm pretty sure that time travel will never happen. So you can think about it and dream about it, and it can be whatever you want because you know you'll never actually get there. Like, I will never meet Buster Keaton. That will never happen. But I can dream about it. And those dreams are fantastic and enticing, and it's kind of the last frontier. It's a place you can't get to, so you can make it whatever you want.
Well, you remind me of a book that I read when I was a kid called Tuck Everlasting, about somebody who finds secret spring that allows for immortality. What a great book. Petra Mayer, editor at NPR Books, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.